Yeah, Custard and the Lemonheads when I was like four. I still think that those two bands are just like one of the biggest influences on me. 'Cause even though I was so little, I think I got the music. That yeah, they're just such good bands. That was like really early. And then like I remember when I was eight having like a huge nostalgia wave of when I was four listening to Custard, you know, because I hadn't listened to Custard in a couple of years.
One of those influences is Peter Kembler, aka Sonic Boom, co-founder of Spaceman 3 and producer, amongst many other things, who you caught the attention of back in 2018. Talk to us about that.
I sent him like really early recordings in like 2014, and he just wrote back with ideas and things to help me record and stuff. And then a couple of years later, I emailed him and was like, "Do you want to remix this song?" He said, "Sure." I think he's the kind of guy that will just do it if he likes the music. You know, he does not really care about like remixes as to further his career. I think it's remixes just because to get involved with music and stuff, make music with people.
Congratulations on your debut album, Coldstream Road. For me, it's been a bit of a salve, especially in the past few weeks, but this is almost the second version of the record. Take us back to that fateful night when you finished up a recording session at Rock the Nation Studios.
We're recording like a live version of the album, and I brought my hard drive because I thought I'd have to bring like the recording home. We didn't even end up using my hard drive that night, but I just left my bag on top of the car, and then we drove away, and then wasn't there when I got home. Didn't know what was really happening, and then yeah, the next couple of days I found the hard drive like smashed up on the road, and my notebook as well.
Oh.
But I found like bits of my notebook, which I still have. I was using my uni's really good microphones for acoustic guitar and vocal takes. So that was all on my uni's computer. So I just had to do all the. I ended up redoing a lot of like the acoustic and vocals at home as well. I just probably had to redo like 60 or 70% of the album, which is fine. The longest part of making stuff for me is figuring out how and what I want to do. Not like I can dial in the sounds. I had a lot of the sounds on my sampler as well from playing it live. So recording it and finishing it only took like a week or two after that because I was just like, I just want to get this done, you know.
Do you think maybe the album might actually be stronger now that you almost had a second go of it? Like you said, the concepts were there. It was
Yeah, all this,
just
yeah.
kind of tracking it and maybe tweaking a few things here and there.
Yeah, I mean, I ended up, yeah, redoing some vocals that I wasn't going to redo and some guitars I wasn't going to redo in my bathroom and downstairs in the living room and stuff. I don't know if it's stronger. I don't know if I think of it like that, but it's definitely got the feeling of immediacy, which I like, that probably wouldn't have been so strong in the older version.
Before we finish up, I wanted to also talk about the references to nature. Glenrock Reserve, an area by Newcastle where you've grown up, had a very specific shout out during your last EP. What in particular has you returning to nature when it comes to songwriting?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that deliberate. I just think all of the artists that I love, whether they're musicians or not, somehow reference nature, and I feel like the more I get into music, the more I see that the patterns that we use in music and stuff can be directly related to the way nature, and not nature as something that's separate from humans, but like the thing that we're all a part of. I see how it mimics the way nature works, and I just feel like I sometimes use music to get closer to my own nature and the nature around me. So I feel like the experiences I have in the world, you know, the ones that have been really important have been like in a forest or like at night in the water, or I don't know, looking at the moon even just can just blow you away sometimes. So it's really important to me. So I write about it instinctively. I don't like sit down and be like, I'm gonna write about nature because it's not like that, but
Yeah.
I just, you know, it makes me feel good. Being out in the world makes me feel good, makes me feel, I don't I don't know. I really cherish that sort of stuff.